you today about trusting the process and how this is, in my opinion anyways, the most important step in the three-step process to bringing forward or achieving what it is that you truly want. So if you're manifesting, so you know what it is that you want, you have a clear, you have an inspiring goal, and you're taking action steps. So maybe you're asking yourself, what are the highest priority action steps that I could be taking to move this forward? So you're doing that. If you aren't doing step number three, which is actually allowing it to come in, trusting the process, letting go of the outcome, you're gonna remain stuck in the doing. So here's what I mean by this. So Janet Atwood explains manifesting as a three-step process. So step number one is intention. So you wanna have a clear and inspiring goal. You wanna consciously state, so what is it that you want? So make sure you state what it is that you want. You're clear on it. The next one, so number two, is attention. So attention is moving that forward through action steps. So you're doing whatever you can, whatever it takes to move that step or move those goals forward. Number three, and this is the one most people get hung up on, is no tension. This is where you let go of the outcome and you trust the process. And I would say the reason why most people get stuck here is because they don't believe that it's actually going to happen. And because they don't believe it's going to happen, they're trying to force it to happen. They're trying to make it happen, which means they're continuing to push or force or do in order to achieve whatever that goal is. And what often happens is the opposite. Because if your subconscious mind's not on board, if it doesn't believe it's going to happen, then essentially it's not going to happen. So this can be a very frustrating process, especially if you're doing the first two steps right. You know what it is you're doing it, but then it's not coming true. And oftentimes I would say people are in this third one without even knowing it. They're stuck, they're unable to trust, and it's often scary to be able to be in that process where they're letting go. So how can you do that? So one way to do that is start linking benefits or pleasure to you achieving that goal. Because the reason you're not achieving it is because somewhere along the line, your subconscious mind has said, you know what, this is too dangerous for me, or this isn't safe, I don't wanna do this. So by linking pleasure or benefits to yourself, it'll help you to feel more safe, especially on a subconscious level, and it'll allow you to bring that forward. It'll allow you to move forward more effortlessly. The next thing you can do is you can actually look at where else is this showing up in your life? Because odds are, if you're not trusting the process in this area, there's probably a theme where you're not trusting in other areas as well, or in all the areas of your life. And I find that's such a common pattern among a lot of different people, but especially people who have a track record of success for achieving, for working towards their goals. So if this is you, start linking pleasure to that goal, but also start becoming aware, where are you not trusting the process? And if you'd like more information on how to go a little bit deeper with this, how to work on some overall patterns and themes around it, you can reach out to me. I have a free clarity call. And this is where we can go in and we can explore more about currently where you're at, where you would love to be, and what are the key limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Then I can help you devise a plan or create a plan where you can move forward with more ease, with more inspiration. If I can help you, I'll share how I can help you. If not, I'll give you the next best step. So this is something that you're interested in. You can check out my website, andreaparkercoaching.com, and you can book the free call.